Very nice to be here.
我很开心，我又来到了大家中间。
I'm happy to be able to share the word of God with you guys.
我今天很荣幸可以再次跟大家一起分享神的话语。
And the theme today, what is church?
啊，今天的讲道主题是什么是教会？
The question only consists of three simple words.
这个问题其实只是有三个简单的单词组成的。
So you may say it's a simple question.
那你可能觉得说，哎，这个问题其实挺简单。
The answer is more complex.
但其实它的答案是非常的复杂的。
Most of you who have believed for some time have an answer, and they are varied.
我们有一些已经信了一段时间主的人，可能会自己有自己的答案，而你们的答案可能各不相同。
The answer I predict would go in many directions.
我猜大家的答案可能都是会有几个不同的方向。
Most of them would not be wrong.
大部分答案可能都是对的。
But have a facet of the truth in them.
但是呢，每个人的答案其实可能都只是整个答案的冰山一角。
If I ask the question, why do you come to the Oslo Nordic Chinese Christian Church? There would also be many answers.
那如果我问大家说，为什么你要来北欧的华人基督教会呢？那这个答案可能是各不相同。
Maybe possible several reasons from all of us.
可能有几个共同的原因，我在这里可以说一下。
I know because I come here for several reasons.
因为对我来说，我自己来这个教会也是有一些不同的原因。
When I ask this question to a new believer in Hong Kong,
当我把这个问题抛给一个我在香港认识的一个新的信主的基督徒的时候，
his reason was to come to be with his friends.
他的原因很简单，他说我是跟着我的朋友来的。
Well, that's my reason too.
那当然，这也是我的原因之一。
But is it the most important reason?
但这是我来教会最重要的原因吗？
Is it God's important reason for church?
这个是神为什么要在地上有教会的原因吗？
Today we were very lucky. We had a very nice choir singing for us.
我今天觉得很开心，我们有这么好的一个团契的合唱团给我们来唱歌。
So people like to come together and sing.
那很，我看得到大家有些人愿意很愿意上来献唱。
Yeah, and another reason. People may come here to find a partner for life.
那有些人可能说啊，我来教会，我可以找到我的生活的伴侣，我的另一半。
I have a Norwegian friend. He became a Christian because his girlfriend demanded that he believed.
我有一个挪威朋友，一个男孩，他来教会信了主，是因为他当时交往的那个女朋友要求他必须来教会。
And then he became Christian.
然后他就渐渐的也成为了基督徒。
And then she left him.
但是呢？结果他却女孩却离开了这个男孩。
However, by then his faith in Jesus had become more important to him.
但是那时候耶稣对他的这个信仰的这个教导已经深深的扎根在他的心里了。
So he kept his faith and stayed.
所以他保持了他的信仰并留在了教会。
Maybe we need to go to the okay. Well, that's the first one. This is part of that series, by the way.
这个是
What is church?
这个是我们当时讲的一系列里面的其中一章，叫做什么是关于什么是教会的。
Today we are down at the coffee table.
今天我们已经做完这个 咖啡桌的这一部分。
Love your
church. 爱我们的教会。
Love your church. Okay, next one. Yeah, and next one. Yep. Yeah, we're about there. Okay. Is it a bad idea to find a wife or a partner in church?
但有些人会说，哎，我来教会来找老公老婆，这样好吗？
I think it's a good idea.
我觉得这个主意其实不错。
People are quite well behaved in church most of the time.
因为我觉得在教会大部分人的行为准则都是相当的不错的。
Yeah.However, this is not the main reason for establishing a church.
但是这并不是神建立教会的主要原因。
Some time ago, I talked to somebody and said, "You should come to church. Maybe you can meet some people and find some connections."
我前段时间有跟一个朋友说，我说你可以来教会，这儿可以多认识一点人，结交一些人脉。
The person was looking for work, actually.
那这个人其实是当时是在找工作的。
So, I met that person recently here in church, actually.
我最近又在教会又遇到了那个人。
And I also, oh, you're still here, huh?
然后我就说啊，你还在这儿啊？
She answered, was, yeah, I like it here. The people are nice here.
他就回答我说啊，其实我挺喜欢这儿的，这儿人好好呀。
The answer made me happy.
这个答案让我很宽慰。
And you can take that as a compliment.
这个我们大家都可以当作是一个对我们教会的赞美。
We are succeeding in making this place a good place to be.
我们成功地把这个地方变成一个好的地方，让大家都向往的地方。
Of course, our church is a bit special.
当然，我们的教会其实有一些些的特殊。
We are an ethnically based Chinese church.
我们是一个以民族文化为基础的一个教会。
We even have a Chinese language school.
我们甚至自己有自己的中文学校。
I'm sure that some people come here because they miss speaking Chinese.
我知道很多人，有些人来，他是为了说我可以在这里可以说中文。
I come here to speak Cantonese.
我来就是为了说广东话。
And sometimes there are really good food here.
有时候我们这里的食物真的是相当的好。
And some come here to see Chinese faces.
有些人来说，哦，我是为了来见见我同胞的面孔，看看一些熟悉的中国面孔。
They're homesick.
他们是有一些想家了。
So please encourage your Chinese and non-Chinese friends to come here.
所以我们很欢迎大家邀请你们的中国朋友或者是非中国的朋友都来我们的教会。
Yeah.All the mentioned reasons are good.
这些所有原因我刚刚提到的都是不错的。
We do welcome all people in church.
我们欢迎各种各样的人都来我们的教会。
In particularly, we welcome sinners.
特别是我们欢迎有罪的人。
Like Jesus said, it's the sick that needs healing, not the healthy.
就像耶稣说，有病是需要医治的人。
A pastor friend of mine got problems with his secretary.
最近呢，我的一位那个教牧师的朋友，他和他的秘书发生一些小小的摩擦。
She complained him because she had found cigarette butts on the stairs to the church.
他跟他的这个牧师就是抱怨说，哦，我在来教会的台阶上发现了一些烟头。
And you know, in Hong Kong, it's like that. When you are Christian, you're not supposed to smoke.
在香港，大家普遍的认可就觉得说，如果你是基督徒，你肯定是不抽烟的。
If you smoke, many Christians in Hong Kong think you're a bad person.
如果你抽烟的话，好多基督徒都会说你不是一个好基督徒。
Generally speaking.
但就是普遍来讲是这么样一个认知。
And so she complained him because she had found cigarette butts on the stairs.
所以他这位秘书就跟他的这个牧师抱怨说，你看我都看见那个烟头在教会附近的台阶上了。
Because it turned out that the pastor had been sitting on the stairs and talking with some people from the area, and they had been smoking.
后来我们发现说，原来是这个牧师跟一些人，他们在这个教会的台阶上在聊天。聊天的时候，那些人他们抽了烟，就把烟头留在了那儿。
And when the pastor told us this story, he was both laughing and feeling pretty frustrated.
那牧师听到这个故事的时候，他刚开始是有一点哭笑不得，但其实他后来又觉得有一些些的沮丧了。
It's the sick who needs to be healed, not the healthy ones.
其实是那些有需要被医治的人才需要去医治他。
People coming to our church, all kind of people coming to our church for all kind of reasons, means that we are serving people well.
因为不同目标的人，怀揣着不同的目的来到我们的教会，就是因为他们需要各种不同的需要，有需要被医治。
And some of these people will be connected to Christ. You can be sure about that.
而这些人的其中有一部分，相当的一部分，可能他们都会跟神建立自己的连结。
Of course, as we grow more mature.
但是当我们越来越成熟的时候，
we understand that we come to church to connect with and to worship Jesus Christ.
我们就会明白说，当我们成熟的时候来教会，我们是为了来敬拜我们的神，能够跟他建立连结。
The most important answer to what is church is this.It is a place to connect people to God.
而最重要的这个问题，为什么来教会？因为教会是一个让人和神连结的地方。
Now, what does the Bible say about church?
那圣经里面关于教会又是怎么样阐述的呢？
Christian knows that the most important source to find the answer about religious things and about their own life is in the Bible.
那我们基督徒都知道，关于人生的大部分的问题，我们都可以在圣经中找到相关的答案。
So of course we must ask, what does the Bible say about this question?
所以当然我们在这里也要问说，那圣经对于教会是怎么样定义的？
Those answers are more important than our own personal answers.
显然圣经里面对于这些问题的回答，比我们个人对它的解读更为重要。
Last week we heard from Pastor Gabriel that the church had four core parts or essences, as he called it.
上周我们有听到林牧师的讲道，他提到了教会有四个核心，或者叫做四个本质。
I wonder if you remember.
我不知道大家在座的还有多少人记得这些。
It was apostolic teaching.
首先，这是一个使徒教导。
Fellowship among the believers.
信徒之间互相的团契。
communion or breaking the bread.
我们有圣餐，也就叫掰饼的仪式。
And finally, prayer.
最后，也就是这个祷告的过程。
Gabriel was quoting Apostles Acts of the Apostles 2:42.
林牧师当时引经据典的是使徒行传第二章四十二节。
As you see, I use 1 Corinthians 12:12-27.
而今天我在这里选择跟大家分享的是哥林多前书十二章十二到二十七节的内容。
But as we already have read it, we can jump to the slide afterwards.
我们刚刚已经主席帮我们读了这个今天要看的经文。
Let's try to summarize this long text.
那我们试着来把整个刚刚读过的经文总结简短一点。
It's quite action-oriented.
其实它是更加注重于行动方面的。
Firstly, it tells us that church is a body.
首先它告诉我们教会它是一个身体。
It has unity.
它是一个统一的。
It is one.
它是一个合一的。
But it also is consisting of many parts.
但是它也是由不同的部分组成的。
Hands, feet, ears, nose, eyes, mouth, and so on.
手脚耳朵眼睛鼻子嘴巴各种各样的。
Christ himself became a body, a living person when he came to earth.
基督他本人是一个肉身来到我们这个世上。
Christ came to earth as a human, complete human.
他一个完整的人生来到我们的这个世上。
And there he established an organization he called the church.
然后他在地上创造了这样一个组织叫做教会。
And he is the head of that organization, head of that body.
他就是这个身体的一个手。
Why did he do that?
他为什么要这么做呢？
One of the reasons must have been that he wanted to make himself visible.
首先我想到的是他可能就是让需要什么人来看到他，能被看见。
A body is something you can see and touch.
一个身体是你能够触摸到，能够感知到，看到的。
You can feel and you can smell it.
你可以闻到它，你可以看见它。
So God knew how he had created us.
上帝知道他是如何创造了我们。
He knew that we needed something visible.
他知道说我们需要看到一些可见的东西。
So he came in person.
所以他亲自来了。
God of all being knows the power of relationship.
万能的神他知道这个关系的力量是什么。
After all, he is himself a fellowship.
毕竟他自己是一位三位一体的神。
A fellowship of three.
他是一个三位一体的团契。
God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子和圣灵。
If God had just appeared as a spirit, not as Jesus, it would not have been enough for us, I think.
如果神只是以一种灵的形式出现在我们当中，那可能对我们来说是不太够的。
At least not enough for me.
至少对我来说是不够的。
It's too mysterious.
这听起来好像，至少看起来都很神秘。
Most of us need to see and hold on to something.
很多人需要确确实实能够感知到的东西。
First Corinthians 12 emphasizes more than anything else the oneness of the church.
哥林多前书里面强调了关于教会这个统一性的重要性。
And just like our bodies, the different parts of church need to act in synchronization with each other.
就像我们的身体一样，教会的各个部门都需要互相协同合作，才能让教会兴起。
The different parts should love each other and care for one another.
而不同的部分需要彼此关心，彼此相爱。
So our choir today had a very nice T-shirt.
我们首先我们今天的上台的那个 choir 乐团，我们的合唱团就有非常整齐划一的那个制服。
We are living members of the church, and we need to be connected to each other.
我们是在教会中每一个活生生的人，活生生的部分。我们需要跟教会建立连结。
And another image from the Bible about the church is the parable of the wine stock.
圣经中还有关于这个部分的另外一个比喻，叫做葡萄枝。
Here Jesus tells us he is the root.
这里耶稣告诉我们，他是那个根。
And we are the branches.
而我们是那个枝子。
And we get our energy from the root.
而我们是从根里面获得的能源。
Unless God gives us support, our faith can gradually wither and wither away.
除非是上帝给我们不断的、源源不断的支持，不然我们的信仰会随着时间的流逝而慢慢的消退。
And finally, another picture of the church is a house built on living stones.
而最后我们教会的另外一个形象就是说是我们是像用活的石头建造的房子。
I have spoken to you about that several times.
我在这此之前已经跟大家提到过很多次关于这个比喻。
And just like a body, a church built of living stones can move around and do stuff.
就像身体一样，如果教会是用活的石头来建造起来的话，它就可以周围的走动。
And when you were baptized, when the Holy Spirit led you to be baptized, you became part of this body.
当圣灵让你的信仰，你接受受洗的时候，你就成为这个身体的一部分了。
So this text is a lot about doing stuff together.
这个我们这里引进的经文就是告诉你说，怎么样可以一起来做事情。
The different parts of the body have different jobs and different duties.
身体的每一个部分，它都有各自的各司其职。
One part depends on the other parts to function and to do what it needs to do.
身体的每一部分其实都是依赖和互相照应另外的身体的部分来一起行动的。
One part cannot leave and live on its own.
任何单独的一个部分，它都不能离开其他而独自生活。
And all parts are indispensable for long-term perfect functioning.
而所有的部分对于一个教会长期完整的运作都是密不可分的。
Some parts are weaker.
有一些部分可能比较软弱
or some would say not so useful,
或者有一些暂时还用不上
they may even cause problems.
他们甚至可能会造成问题
That's when they need special care.
而这些是特别需要我们来照顾的
As a matter of fact, how the less useful parts are treated should be different from the rest of the other parts.
事实上那些我们觉得说可能没什么用的那一部分正是需要我们特别来照顾的和我们那些已经被照顾得很好的是不一样的
These parts should not be abandoned but given extra care
这部分其实不应该被遗弃我们更加给他们一些额外的照顾才是正道
I once worked in a church in Hong Kong where there was a blind married couple
我曾经在香港的一个教会工作那里有一对盲人的夫妇
And then our church decided to become a small group church
当时我们的教会决定说要把教会分成不同的小小小组的教会
And quite a number of the groups did not want to have this married couple, this blind couple in their group.
好多那个小组其实都不太愿意接收这对盲人夫妇。
They knew it meant more work.
他们知道接收了一对盲人夫妇，其实代表着他会做好多的事儿。
And as a pastor and a leader, I had to insist they must be included.
作为一个牧师，作为教会的领导，我觉得我应该必须坚持让这对盲人夫妇成为我们小组的一部分。
We needed to care of weaker parts.
我们必须去关爱那些比较软弱的部分。
If we don't do that, we don't act according to the values of the Bible.
如果我们不如此行，我们就没有在做圣经教导我们做的事情。
It's not difficult to imagine that if we had left them out, we would have been criticized.
其实很容易解释，如果我们没有把他们加入到我们的小组当中，我们很容易就被别人来批评。
Christians are just talking. They're not doing what they say.
他们就会说，你看基督徒也就是说说而已。你看，真的到他们做的时候又做不了。
Who knows? Maybe some would have left the church because we didn't take care of them.
那有些人也可以说，你看他们连这些事情都做不到，我们为什么还要去教会？为什么还要信主
？Or maybe someone stayed because we took care of them.
那也有可能说，有些人就会留在我们的教会，因为我们好好的照顾了那些有需要的人。
The blind couple was not.Always easy to handle.
这对盲人夫妻其实并不是特别容易的相处。
Quite often they ask for help for things they could do themselves.
他们常常会要求我们帮忙做一些他们自己力所能及的事情。
I think they had learned to be dependent.
他们其实有一点点学会了依赖别人。
And we also tried to help them unlearn this unneeded dependency.
其实我们也有尝试让他们慢慢地摆脱那种全靠依赖别人来进行的事情。
We also found ways for them to serve.
我们也找到了可以让他们一起来做侍奉的事情。
They could pray for others.
他们可以首先帮别人祷告。
And quite interesting, the husband also knew how to read Braille books.
其实我们很惊喜地发现说这个先生其实他是会读盲文的。
You know, Braille books is books you can read with your fingers because the pages have small bumps on them in patterns, but it's actually letters.
所以大家可以知道说盲文其实就是用你的手指尖去摸在那个书上那些书上有小小的凸起你就可以大概像我们读中文字一样
So I took the blind husband to old age home where there was an old blind lady who could not move around.
我就带这位盲人的先生去了一个养老院，那里有一位女士，她其实都不太能走路了。
And our blind friend started to read for her.
然后这位我们的盲人的这位先生就为这位女士读书。
All people have weak and strong sides.
每个人都有自己软弱和坚强的地方。
And in the church, we can both be weak and a resource for others. We are weak in some ways and a resource in other ways.
在教会里，我们既可以有是软弱的那一面，同时我们也可以以自己的方式来为别人做出一些帮助。
But this text, more than anything, stresses unity.
而这个经文里面最强调的就是团结。
And that's the unity based on being different.
而我们互相的团结是仅次于这个，是基于这个差异上来进行的团结。
Yet when we are different, yet united, the body is at the strongest.
当我们不同，但是我们又团结的时候，我们这个所谓的身体，这个教会就是最强大的。
And behind this unity in diversity, there lies why is the what is the purpose of church?
那在这种多元化的统一的背后，到底是一个什么样的目的？它告诉我们的是该如何行。
And when I ask these questions, two images come to my mind.
首先，当我讲到这个时候，我的脑子里浮现的画面是，首先是一艘。
Yep. Picture of a cruise liner and a warship.
这是我脑子里浮现的两个画面，一个是一艘游轮，一个是一艘军舰。
You have a cruise liner is a huge, luxurious boat.
那大家知道游轮就是豪华的、巨大的那些船。
There are restaurants, fancy foods.
那下面有餐厅啊，有一些丰富的美食啊。
Bars, casinos, dance halls, cinemas, swimming pool.
以及这些各种各样的设施服务啊。
Ocean views and very interesting sightseeing when you come to port.
你可以天天对着大海看海景啊，甚至到了港口之后还有漂亮的港口的景色给你看。
And the other image is a battleship.
而另外一幅图大家看到的是一艘军舰。
A carrier.
它是一艘军舰。
For planes.
它是一艘航母，是上面可以承载飞机的航母。
We had one visiting Oslo in 2023.
那在奥斯陆2023年的时候
，It was the carrier USS General R. Ford.
当时美国的杰拉尔德福特号航空母舰来到了奥斯陆港。
The biggest battleship in the world.
它是世界上目前最大的航空母舰。
It had 4,500 men and women on board.
这个船上有4,500名的男女船员。
And they were there to protect it, fight a war, and defend the country.
他们是负责驾驶、保护、打仗。
I even read that the number of planes on board that carrier was more than the whole Norwegian Air Force.
这在船上所有的人员、装备和他的那个飞机的战斗机的数量，甚至比整个挪威空军的总飞机数还要多。
And all the crew on board had different duties to perform.
他们每一个船上的船员都有各种不同的职责。
There was also a hospital aboard.
甚至船上还有一所医院。
That could take care of people who were wounded or in need.
他们可以照顾受伤或者有需要的人。
So both images has a sense of truth in them when you talk about the church.
这两个形象在描述和我们在谈论教会的时候的目的都是有一定的道理和相关。
And the purpose of the church.
当我们说到教会的目的的时候，我们也可以联系到这两个照片。
Like a cruise ship, the church has a lot of things to enjoy for those who come here.
就像一艘游轮，教会很多人来教会就是可以得到不同的服务。
As I mentioned before, a lot of people take care of each other in the church.
就像我前面提到过的，很多人来教会，他们会被照顾到，或者是互相照顾。
Church is something close to family.
教会有在某种程度上就像一个家庭一样。
Like a body cares for each other parts, a family cares for the family members.
就像身体它要照顾自己身体的每一个部分，而家庭它需要照顾家庭成员的每一位一样。
We are family. We even call ourselves brothers and sisters.
我们就是一家人，我们甚至互相都叫弟兄姐妹。
When I settled in Ludwig in 2019, I immediately went to the local churches.
当我2017年的时候在 Ludwig 的时候，我当时一到那边我就去找了当地的教会。
I knew I would find a lot of brothers and sisters there, who I wanted to get to know.
我知道我只要在那个教会，我就立刻会找到很多和我一样的弟兄姐妹。
And they could teach me and help me a lot of things.
他们可以告诉我，甚至可以帮助我很多事情。
And this happened.
这个也是正是这样发生了。
However, church is not just a place to enjoy and be served.
但是教堂不仅仅是一个去享受或者是被服侍的地方。
It's also a place to serve.
它也是一个去服侍人的地方。
Unlike on a cruise liner, those are being served also are supposed to serve.
而游轮和游轮不同的是，那些被服侍的人其实也是可以去服侍的。
So in reality, church is less like a cruise ship and more like a battleship.
事实上，教会更像一艘军舰，而不是游轮。
The purpose, the why of the church is that it's a tool of God to expand and defend God's kingdom.
教堂的目的，它是为了为神、为上帝开拓和捍卫上帝王国的一个工具。
The job is twofold.
这个工作是双重的。
To put it simply, to take care of the members of the kingdom of God and at the same time expanding the kingdom of God.
它是来照顾上帝王国的成员，同时它也是为了来扩大我们上帝的王国。
If the church was a ship, maybe you could call Jesus captain.
如果教会是一艘船的话，那么耶稣就是这艘船的船长。
And somewhat like a captain on a ship, the job of the pastor is to make it work.
就像军舰上的船长一样，牧师的工作是为了让这艘船能够更好的运作起来。
Make the congregation work for Christ.
能够让这个教会的会众能够更好的为神来服务。
Yeah, you heard right. More than anything, I feel a pastor job is to make the members of the church work.
如果我说的通俗一点，会说叫牧师的职责就是让会众动起来。
Are you surprised?
你会觉得哎，什么有奇怪吗？
Let me try to explain.
那我来好好的给大家讲一讲。
Maybe you were thinking in general that the pastor is paid to work for the church.
很多人会觉得说啊，牧师就是在教会拿钱干事的。
You're thinking, okay, I pay the pastor to work for me. I give offering, right?
因为我有十一奉献，教会的工钱，牧师的工资就是我的十一奉献里面来的。那牧师就是为我工作。
We offer to the church, all of us.
我们每个人都有十一奉献。
Me too.
我也是。
And after all the money we offer goes to the pastor's wage.
那这些十一奉献有一部分就会去作为牧师的工资。
He has to live too.He has to have money for his necessities.
所以在座的牧师也有一份是来自雅各牧师的。
Yeah, and but I caught you there because I'm a pastor, but I'm not paid by you to work here.
但是呢，我是一个志愿者的牧师，我来这里呢，并不是没有任何的工钱。
Because like most of us, I'm a volunteer.
对，对大部分人来说，我就是一个志愿者牧师，自愿的。
So.Pastors are also members of the church as well as leaders.
那么作为一位牧师来到教会，就是为了能够被教会做一些事情的。
Just as you use your free time outside your paid job to be in church, most pastors are also sometimes here on their free time.
很多时候牧师他甚至会用一些自己的空余的时间在来额外的为教会做一些事情。
I'm an unpaid worker in our church.
我虽然在教会是不拿工钱，是无偿的。
Thank you for letting me be that.
但是我很感激我可以有这样的一个权利。
But that gives me a lot of freedom to speak my mind.
这样让我可以很，不能叫随心所欲吧，但是很自由的来表达我自己的想法。
You can't take my weight away.
反正你也拿不走我的工钱。
If you don't like me.
反正你不喜欢我，对我来说毫无影响。
Why do I do that? Why do I stay here?
为什么我要这么做呢？我为什么要待在这儿呢？
Well, I'm here in the Chinese church and spend a lot of time here for several reasons.
我在这个教会待着是有一些不同的原因的。
Because the church is the most important thing on earth.
首先，在我看来，教会是在这个地上最重要的事情。
Church is the body of Christ.
教会是耶稣的身体，是神的身体在地上。
I love to volunteer among you.
我愿意把我自己献给教会。
But in a deep sense, I really mean that the most important job of the pastor is to make the congregation work.
但是更从更深层的意义上来说，我觉得牧师的最重要的工作是能够让会众一起来工作。
A warship needs somebody to organize the battle.
一艘军舰，它需要有人来组织和管理参与战斗。
So a church needs people to give direction to the service of us all.
而教会它需要有人来给这个教会提供方向和服务。
That is what the pastoral team is doing, and that we spend a lot of time on that actually.
这个就是牧者团他们在现在要做的事情。我们在这个上面也花了相当大的时间和精力。
So I said the pastor's job is to make it work.
所以我在这里说的简单一点说，牧师的工作是为了让大家来侍奉。
Make the congregation work.
为了让会众都一起动起来。
It can also be said in another way.
但其实我们也可以用另外一种说法。
You pay the pastor to make it work.
你可以说你是付钱让牧师来干活的。
Because you love Jesus.
因为你爱耶稣。
And you therefore also love his body on earth and what it's doing.
而你也是爱他在这个地上的这个身体，所以你因此而这么做。
An organization like a church needs a lot of volunteers to fulfill its purpose.
其实像教会这样的组织是需要很多的志愿者来服务，以至于让它能够好好的运作起来。
And to organize us, we need paid people to make the organization function.
而为了让这些运作能够各司其职好好的运作，我们就需要一些有偿的员工或者是领导来让这个事情运作起来。
So the church is not a cruise ship where you come to be served.
所以教会并不是说游轮让你来接受享受被服侍的。
The church is a battleship where we all come to serve each other and the world.
而教会更像是一艘军舰战舰，它是让所有人来这里接受服务或者是去服务人。
And while we serve, it's sometimes tiring and hard.
有时候我们会觉得说啊，来侍奉好累啊，这个好花时间呀。
But you realize something that what the world is teaching us is false.
但其实有时候我们不要忘记，这个世间的普世概念告诉我们东西，其实并非是正确的。
The world teaches us that the joy is found in getting and taking.
很多时候，世上的事情在告诉我们说啊，你获取的更多，你就会有更多的快乐。
The world tries to teach us that materialism is what makes us happy.
有时候会很多人听到说物质主义是让你开心幸福的。
The Bible actually teaches us the opposite truth.
而圣经其实对此的教导是完全相反的。
It is more blessed to give than to receive, the Bible says.
而圣经里说施比受更为有福。
And this is in Acts of the Apostles.
这是在使徒行传二十章三十五节里面。
And my experience in life has taught me again and again this.
而我的生活经历一次又一次地告诉我说这是真理。
What I do for God is what gives me a deeper and longer happiness than anything else.
我为上帝所做的事情比其他任何事情能给我带来的幸福感更深更长久。
And why is that?
为什么是这样呢？
I think it's because it has eternal value and lasts forever.
因为它有永恒的价值，它可以永远永远地持续下去。
Amen.
Amen.